Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I saw John Delano. Tremendous coverage on KDK-TV as well, and John joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, good morning. I know you talked to Congressman Doyle. Who knew where it was going at that time, but what a day. And I want people to know you worked in that building for 14 years.
I did indeed. Good morning, Larry. Good morning to all your listeners. It is a tough morning, I think, for America and for a lot of folks. Yes, I worked in that Capitol building for 14 years as chief of staff to a Pennsylvania congressman. I know that site intimately, and I never in a million years would have thought that Americans would storm the citadel of our democracy, incited by a president who should have known better but clearly does not. And it is so troubling. It is so hard to wrap your hands around your heart just breaks. What can I say? And it breaks for the loss of life in particular. It breaks for the destruction of public property. And it breaks because it is an assault on a symbol of democracy that you have to go back to the British in the War of 1812 to see anything like this. And the conduct of the President of the United States, and frankly, we're going to hear a lot of talk today about enablers, about whether or not the failure of certain Republicans, not all, certain Republicans to condemn the President, to go after the President when he was spouting lies about his big win, and the biggest lie is that he won Pennsylvania. I mean, all of this is pretty incredible, and we're going to hear a lot of repercussions, to say nothing of the security issues that I know we're going to hear a lot about, because nobody would have ever thought this was possible at the U.S. Capitol building.
I was encouraged, though, as just an American citizen, that they completed the mission at the end of the day, Republicans, Democrats, and completed the process of confirming the Electoral College vote. So that part is done. But you bring up a good point, John, and that is, again, you worked in that building. How is it possible for people, while all our elected leaders at the federal level are gathered in one place, able to breach and get inside the chambers, the offices, sit at the desk of the president? How does that happen?
Well, I mean, that's going to be obviously the focus of the next few days and weeks to come, because we know that that building is secured when the president delivers his State of the Union. It's exceedingly secure when there's a presidential inauguration every 4 years, but it was not secured yesterday. And part of it is that the Capitol Police, the people who are, there's so many different levels of police enforcement in Washington, D.C. It's not just one police force. You have police force for the Capitol building itself. You have the Metropolitan Police. You have National Park Police because there's national properties involved. I mean, there's just all these layers of police enforcement, and usually they're coordinated quite well. The Capitol Police, to be honest, are not really law enforcement as such as more than the guards that deal with tourists. Because who are the people who come to the Capitol? Other than the elected officials, it's tourists. And so I'm not quite sure that they were up to the task yesterday, and I think we're going to hear a lot more about that, and maybe there's a whole lot more that needs to be done with that level of law enforcement. But certainly the images that were sent around the world were very destructive of the American symbol of democracy, and there are congressmen in both parties who are very, very unhappy about this right now.
We're with KDKTV's John Delano. So from a practical standpoint, we have 13 days till the inauguration. The mayor of D.C. is going to keep in force the evening curfews, apparently, to keep the calm and peace that now exists this morning in Washington through that process. Though the president did release a statement, even though he's been banned from social media for temporary, and we'll get the details on that in just a moment, John. But one of the things that people wanted to hear, and he finally said it, was in spite of some incendiary language, an orderly transition on January 20th will take place.
Yeah, you know, he issued that through an aide, and, you know, let's hope he means it. I don't know what exactly is going to transpire next. As you know, there's talk of invoking the 25th Amendment.
Yeah, explain what that is for those that don't know.
Yeah, the 25th Amendment essentially allows a majority of the cabinet, essentially the cabinet can decide whether or not the president should remain, is fit to remain in office, but it's subject to confirmation in the Congress. There's all kinds of hurdles that you have to overcome in order for the cabinet, and actually I think it may be two-thirds of the cabinet, has to agree that the president is not fit to hold office, and the vice president becomes acting president. But the president can assert that he really is fit, and a vote of the Congress can put him back in place. It's a very challenging and difficult amendment. I don't know that it can be invoked. And generally, the cabinet, remember, they're appointed by the president. They tend to be his buddies, his friends. And so one wonders whether that would even happen. I think it's more likely, frankly, that they may be counseling the president, although it's not clear whether he's listening to anybody or who he's listening to, one way or the other. But, you know, all of this has very broad repercussions, I think, in the weeks to come. And everybody is sort of on tenterhooks wondering what, if anything, the president is going to do next.
I know you got to jump to a call in a minute, but finally, John, what about what is next? When are they back in session to do the work of the people in Congress?
Well, that's the thing. In January, they don't do much of anything, ever.
Right.
Except they will obviously be back on the 20th to swear in and to participate in the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. What is interesting is that the Democrats, having won the two Georgia U.S. Senate seats, now will take control of the U.S. Senate. So I suspect they'll be, once those two individuals are certified and they get sworn in as senators, at that point, you could see a reorganization of the U.S. Senate. But I don't think that can happen really until Kamala Harris is the vice president, just because it's now 50-50, and she will cast the deciding vote to make Chuck Schumer the majority leader of the Senate. So other than, I think, a lot of rhetoric and a lot of talk about security and about enablers and about whether certain Republican senators and members of the House did not do enough to stop Trump, I think we're going to hear a lot of talk, but I doubt that we're going to see much action legislatively for the next 2 weeks.
Well, you've done a phenomenal job. We'll continue to watch your coverage, KDK TV. Thank you, John. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Always good to be with you guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.